Welcome to Open Gym, a weekly podcast bringing you the best ideas of the brightest minds in the gym business. My name is Patrick Cummings. I'm a brand coach to entrepreneurs, gym owners, and change makers, a longtime CrossFitter, and your host. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. And a big thank you to HSN Mentoring for sponsoring this episode. This week's episode is a conversation with the executive director of Steve's Club National Program, Leora Haffrey. Steve's Club started in 2007 as a single program in New Jersey and expanded in 2010 to begin offering guidance, direction, and operational assistance to gyms all over the country who wanted to do their part to help bring fitness and community to underserved kids. They currently have over 20 local programs all across the United States. Leora and I talk about what these local programs look like, what she's excited about as she looks ahead, and the virtual leadership camp they are soon hosting for nearly 60 kids. I start our conversation by asking Leora about her own background and why this is work she is so drawn to.
Sure. So I experienced significant amount of trauma from a very young age. I was sexually abused and molested by a babysitter when I was very young. My parents divorced when I was 13. I was exploring my sexuality as well. So I had a lot of experience with bullying in high school. And so just growing up with a number of different factors that I mentioned, I have always felt drawn to empowering youth and women and helping youth and kids try to get through some of the situations that they didn't do anything to experience themselves. It's just what life has thrown at them. And yeah. I think that especially some of the stories that we hear at our leadership camp every year, I resonate very strongly with. And it's something that I don't think that I'll ever not be passionate about just because of the experiences that I've had myself. So I can empathize, sympathize, and really want to help kids get through teenage years are such a formidable time in kids' lives, and that's the largest group of kids that we work with are middle school and high school aged kids. So I feel for them and just want to do everything in my power to continue to empower and help them through those years, I guess.
In the current state of things, how does Steve's Club start to do that? What does that look like? How are you pointing your energies, or where are you pointing your energies to be able to do that to or for as many kids as you can?
Yeah, I think that one of the huge things and something that I'm really proud of with our programs, we conducted our first program-wide assessment in 2019. We did a pre-assessment. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we still have yet to do a post-assessment for the end of the school year, because the end of the school year really didn't happen. But something that I'm really proud of, in at least from the feedback and the assessment that we did with our kids from leadership camp last year, is that 89% of our kids feel that they have a safe place within Steve's Club. And that for me is huge, because for me as a youth, I didn't necessarily have a place that I felt like I could go and be safe, and not only be safe, but learn life skills to continue to help me thrive and progress as a youth, but then also in becoming a young adult and adult. And so something that I take great pride in is that statistic, but then also in some of our other metrics that we conducted that demonstrate this impact, 96% agree or strongly agree that Steve's Club has a community that sets a good example for them. 96% agree and strongly agree that Steve's Club have people that look out for them. And 95% agree or strongly agree that Steve's Club encourages them to do the best in all parts of their lives. If we're not hitting those markers, then we're not doing something right. And by us conducting that program assessment for the first time last year and actually seeing what those numbers are, I think we're doing something right. My goal will always be to always hit those markers and continue to provide that safe place for kids.
What do programs look like when we talk about on the local level?
Yeah, so I can give just a personal example and then go a little bit broader. So our program in Philadelphia that I helped to start, we were very lucky in that we had a high school a block away from our gym location. And so reaching out to the fitness director at the school was able to establish a partnership. The founder of the other founder of our program was also the vice principal of a charter school further down in South Philly. And so between having connections with both of those schools, we were able to create an after-school program that the kids would just come to right after school ended. We had a standalone Steve's Club class that would run around 4:30 for an hour. Mm-hmm. And we also had a mentorship program and a coaching program as well. So what that means and what that looks like is we would approach a lot of the gym members to see if they had any interest in becoming mentors for the kids, as well as ultimately, and the hope was to then become coaches. In addition to offering just the CrossFit classes three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we also partnered with a local food service company that created Paleo Meals. They have a retail space, and we worked with them so that every day that we were offering classes, we were also able to offer healthy meals and legit like huge paleo meals that had to be sold that day. And so we were able to give that food to the kids as well. And then in addition to that, the high school actually had, that was a block away, had their fitness program and their budget was cut, which is unfortunately what a lot of schools are seeing happen these days. And so we were able to offer in the middle of the school day, we were able to offer classes for the school as a substitute for some of the classes and gym classes that they weren't getting through the school anymore. So that's, I guess, just one example of what one program looks like. Here in Denver, where I live now, Steve's Club Denver is our biggest program. They have five different locations. They work within the juvenile detention system. They also work within residential treatment. And so they partner with a lot of different groups in the city. And then you have our other programs, like one of our really longstanding programs is in King of Prussia, CrossFit King of Prussia, that Amy Lyons runs. And so they do more of a scholarship model where they have an existing CrossFit kids and teens program. And so any kids that would qualify to be part of their Steve's Club program are scholarshiped into those existing kids and teens classes. So while they don't have a standalone class, those kids are participating at no cost in their existing kids and teens programs. So I guess that's just a high level overview of how the programs can run and be so different in structure.
Well, who are the right kinds of people or the right kinds of gyms to start up, or at least to consider starting up a Steve's Club local program? Is it only gyms within inside of a city who can kind of have some kind of proximity to, again, kids we would consider kind of at risk or who don't have an option like this? Or are you seeing it, or have you seen that it doesn't matter where you are, there are kids nearby who could use this thing?
Yeah, I would definitely say that it doesn't matter where you are. There's always kids that are going to need help. That being said, I would say the majority of our programs do operate in more urban environments as opposed to rural, but we do have a few clubs that are rural as well. The thing that's great about Steve's Club is that because there's the flexibility of not only having to run the program directly at your facility and you being able to go out into the community where the kids are, no matter where your gym is located, you can still work with kids, even if it's 30 minutes away, an hour away, wherever the kids are. And we've found that there's a lot of clubs have success when they do that and they meet the kids where they're at. So if that's, again, at a community center, as opposed to really fighting and trying to get kids into your gym if it just doesn't make sense. And especially if location is going to be a barrier and transportation is going to be a barrier to entry. Just sometimes when people approach us and they're so passionate, they're so excited to bring kids into their gym, sometimes we just have to talk to them about, it doesn't matter where you're working with the kids as long as you're working with the kids. And if they have this vision for bringing the kids into their gym, but sometimes, you know, it just doesn't play out that way in terms of feasibility or accessibility. And so we try to empower the clubs to go again and research what other organizations are out there that could benefit from partnering with your club, and you're offering a free resource for their youth. So a lot of times it's just having those conversations with other organizations in their communities, and 9 times out of 10, of course, they want to offer more resources for their kids. So it's usually a natural partnership.
The gyms that you found to be successful, however you would define success, and the programs that you would define successful, what commonalities do they have? What can you see as common across the board for the, let's just say the 20 programs that are currently operating? What kind of similarities are there across them, if there are any?
I would say the biggest thing is having a dedicated team of individuals that are passionate about starting a program that's going to be sustainable and that they're dedicated to making sustainable. So a lot of times we have single individuals who are basically trying to start a program as an army of one. And a lot of times at the onset, that works really well because they're so dedicated and they're so passionate about starting it. But without having a team behind you, you're not setting yourself or the kids or the program up for success, because if you get sick and you can't coach a class, then the class doesn't happen. If you need to fundraise, but also work with the kids and being a coach that is being present for them, a lot of times you get distracted with a lot of the administrative things that you have to do with the program. So by having a larger team that's working together to start the program and are dedicated and committed to making it sustainable and successful, I would say that's the number one thing that I would say is what either makes or breaks a program.
We'll be back in just a minute to hear about how Steve's Club is trying to respond to the current conversation happening all over the country around race and why they focus as much as they do on teaching leadership skills. But first, this episode of Open Gym is brought to you by Healthy Steps Nutrition and HSN Mentoring. Founded by past guest here on the show, Nicole Lacoyne, HSN Mentoring is a comprehensive nutrition business platform empowering gym owners, coaches, and dietitians to spin up an effective program without needlessly reinventing the wheel. HSN recently streamed a nutrition business virtual workshop that they are now giving listeners of Open Gym complete access to for free. In it, you'll learn about the right ways to market your nutrition business, how to up member retention, and what to do about fad diets. To get started, just head to growyournutritionbusiness.com/OG. Again, that's growyournutritionbusiness.com/OG. And if you haven't yet, be sure to go back and listen to my conversation with Nicole here on Open Gym. In it, we talk about why she believes there's never been a better time to start a nutrition program at your gym. We are living through a challenging and interesting time kind of in the country, right? And I think it's the spark that originally got me to kind of reach out to you. And I'm curious, how is Steve's Club trying to respond to this time, trying to respond to the added attention on equality, call it racial justice, call it whatever you want to call it? How are you as an organization trying to, as best you can, lean into this so that you can amplify the work that you've been doing for 10 years so that you can continue to do it and continue to do it more or bigger or better, whatever the goal is for the future? What does that look like now?
Yeah, that's really important for us. We primarily work with children of color. 74% of the kids that we work with identify as being part of an ethnic minority. So for us, it's really important that we not only take a look internally about ways that we can improve, but overall, as a program overall, how can we improve in terms of diversifying our leadership, diversifying at the local level, the individuals that are working with kids, the coaches that are working with kids. Mm-hmm. And so at the national level, we've put a call out to continue to help, to try and help us diversify our board and our leadership. We have one individual who's been nominated. She's going to get voted on at the next board meeting. And I don't know if you know her, Jen Hunter Marshall. She's been a longtime standing member of the CrossFit seminar staff, and she's the owner of CrossFit Garden City with her husband. So she hopefully will be joining our board. And then in addition to that, we have really been focusing on working with our youth advisory committee. So our youth advisory committee was started this year. It was in the works before everything happened back in March, April. And so the benefit of having a committee like that is being able to go back to our kids and ask them, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What's important to you? Tell us how we can improve. What has your experience with Steve's Club been? Have you ever experienced any feelings of non-acceptance or racism within your program, whether that be from other kids, coaches, members at the gym? So really trying to listen and then also help to be a voice for our kids as well. One of our athletes on our youth advisory committee, her name is Tatiana. She is also the youth representative on our board. she was so brave in that she felt strongly in wanting to make a statement, a personal statement about the comments that Glassman had made. We encouraged her to do that. She also filmed herself making that statement. We put it out on social media, and we're really using both her voice and the youth, the voice of our youth, to help drive a lot of the decisions that we're making. So one of the things, so Tatiana is also one of our summer interns, and she is working on a project right now where she's researching and using census data to specifically target gyms and put together a list of all of the gyms in communities that could really use a Steve's Club program. And we're planning on using that list with her help to do targeted outreach to those communities that can use a program, which we've never done before within the organization. Again, our growth has been very organic. People hear about the program, they want to start something, and so they submit an application. So we're specifically targeting or wanting to target gyms in locations where we know, based on statistics, that they could really benefit from starting a program like that. And in addition to that, through a partnership with RPM Training, one of the owners of the company, Shane Rogers, is a board member of ours. They ran a 10K challenge in January, and the proceeds from that fundraiser went to us. And what we decided to do with that money was to start a grant program. So it's called the RPM Training Start a Club Grant Program. And so that money is specifically going to be used for individuals and CrossFit gyms that want to start a Steve's Club program, but maybe don't have the finances or the resources to be able to do that. So that program is launching this week. And we've received one application so far. And the hope is that by doing some of this targeted outreach, but then also having some of that funding to back it up, we're really hoping that we're going to be able to start a lot more programs, again, in cities that we've identified that could really use a program.
What is the pitch to those gyms going to be from Steve's Club? Because you said mostly so far it's been responding to individuals who say, oh, that sounds interesting, please give me more. So it's different what you're saying now. And so I'm curious what you, the board, the team there, how are you going to present Steve's Club as an opportunity to these gyms, these organizations in the places that you think could use a Steve's Club? How are you going to reach out to them? What are you going to say to them? How are you going to kind of get them interested?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't know if we're quite there yet, but I think one of the really empowering parts of this new outreach is that Tatiana is really behind all of it. And hearing her voice and having her be able to speak to all of the things that and the benefits that she's gotten from the program, I think that that's way more powerful than us coming to a gym and saying, these are all the reasons that you should start a program. I think it's much more powerful for her to say, these are all the benefits. These are the things that I've gotten from the program. You could be offering the same opportunities for the kids in your community. Here's why you should do that. I'm really excited because she wants to continue her internship into the school year in order to help us move forward and make progress with this outreach. So personally, I think it's important, again, for our youth to not necessarily do the groundwork and do the targeted outreach specifically, but knowing that it's being driven by our youth is in my mind very powerful. And in terms of what we would say to the gyms, it would be a combination of both the youth's voice in what they've gotten and what they've seen the benefits of the program could be and how it's changed their lives, but then also some of just those immediate benefits like being part of our 501c3 group exemptions, the things that we've talked about before. I think the combination of the two, as well as the additional funding that we can put behind it, not being able, not necessarily saying, well, we can't afford that, or our gym doesn't have the resources. We're offering an opportunity to provide those resources and that support. So really it's just, do you have the heart? Do you have the passion? Do you want to affect change in your communities for the youth? And I mean, I would hope and I would think that we're going to get a lot of people that the overwhelming response would be yes.
So I'm curious, all that being said, what are you most excited about today as we sit here and talk, looking ahead, looking forward? Where are you excited to be pushing Steve's Club going forward?
Yeah, so just right now, and it's happening just in a few weeks, we have a virtual leadership camp that that we're hosting for youth across the country. We typically do a leadership camp that's about a week long at a National Guard training base in Pennsylvania. Obviously, with COVID, we unfortunately weren't able to run the camp over the summer. So we innovated, we brainstormed how can we still offer a program like this to our kids. So that's going to be September 12th and 13th. And we thought, just based on the level of interest on some of the virtual workouts and other programs that we've been trying to offer to kids over the last few months, we didn't think that there'd be a huge response, but we were still hopeful. I would say I'm really pleasantly surprised by how many kids have registered. Typically, we can have about 20 kids attend camp, and we have over 60 that are going to be coming to the virtual camp. I think what's really exciting about that is we opened it up to alumni as well. So it's not just current mm-hmm. members of a Steve's Club program. And I think that a lot of the alumni have attended camp in the past, so they know the level of coaching, they know what the overall goal of the program is, which I think this virtual camp, more so maybe even than the in-person camp, is about connection. And there's myself included, I work remotely, I live alone. And I know that for over the last few months, feeling isolated and not having that connection, especially to my CrossFit community and my Steve's Club community, it's taken a huge toll, both mentally and then by not being able to go to the gym physically as well. And I think mm-hmm. that a lot of our kids, they just, there's no real resources out there for them right now, especially with a lot of them having to attend school virtually and not having that connection with their peers. So what I'm really excited about with the camp is not only, again, just that current members of Steve's Club have signed up, but also a lot of alumni. And what we're going to be able to do, with a lot of help from different brands and sponsors, is we're sending a care package to every young adult that registers that's going to have all of the equipment, all of the supplies, food, drinks, everything that they need to have a successful weekend. And the hope and the reason for doing that is just, we didn't want there to be like the haves and the have-nots. Everyone's going to have the same equipment and the same supplies for the weekend so that they can participate to the fullest. And then in addition, if they don't have access to high-speed internet or a device, then we're trying to find ways to make sure that is not a barrier to entry to participate either. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited. We have some amazing guest coaches that have signed on to coach, including Chris Smith Jr., Tosh, Brian Chantosh. We have Chris Hinshaw, just a huge long list of coaches that we're so incredibly grateful for, that they're donating their time to work with our kids. And I get really excited when we think about something like this, just again, because typically we have to limit the number of kids that can attend. And now we're able to open it up to so many more kids. And because the cost is not so high as compared to doing an in-person camp, the hope is that we would be able to replicate this and do it again, say in the winter or the spring, until we're actually able to meet again in person. So just because that's happening in a few short weeks, that's what I definitely get the most excited about at the moment. And then just in addition, the feedback from our youth advisory committee and continuing to lean into their suggestions of where they think the program should go, how we can improve upon the program, and just the potential for this project that Tatiana has been working with in terms of doing some of this targeted outreach. All of that just gets me really, really excited. And then I'll finish up, because I know we're running out of time, but we are going to partner with CrossFit for their new Level 1 Scholarship Weekend. So we're really excited to be able to offer that to Steve's Club kids across the country.
It's interesting to me that it's a leadership camp. Why leadership? Why is that at least one of the areas that as an organization you want to lean into, you want to amplify? What about leadership is particularly pertinent to the kids that you end up working with?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we stress at leadership camp is peer mentorship. So stepping up and being a leader within your local club, then just for the youth and the peers that you surround yourself with in general. And I think coming to a Steve's Club program and learning some of those life skills and character traits that you might not learn otherwise, things like grit, perseverance, and some of those skills that you learn through personal development, I think stepping up as a leader within your peer group, and again, also within your Steve's Club program, it only helps to solidify your role within the Steve's Club program, within the other youth, but also more broadly within your family unit, within your church group and being able to step up as a leader within those communities as well, I think it only helps to progress you forward in life, just in general. I tend to get emotional when we talk about our leadership camp, because I think when we talk about leadership and something that we promote within our camp, typically when we're in person, it's not just stepping up as a leader. It's showing the kids what leadership really means and trying to use ourselves as examples. And one of the things that I typically do at camp is we talk about vulnerability and gratitude and trying to lead by example and by becoming vulnerable. One of the things we do at camp is we typically have a sharing circle. And so I usually kick that off at camp and I share my stories and some of the life experiences that I've had and showing the kids, and I'm an emotional person. I usually cry a lot, but by showing the kids that leadership doesn't just mean stepping up and ordering people around and trying to come up with plans. While it's still important to listen to other people's voices and opinions and being able to take feedback from and criticism from people, it's also about being vulnerable, because vulnerability is strength, and having gratitude for those around you, for everything that you have in life. And those are some of the things that when we talk about leadership in the camp context, I think that a lot of times you might not get in a typical leadership program or even through a Steve's Club program on the day to day. Because when a coach is working with a youth on a one-on-one basis, but they're only seeing them for an hour a day, maybe 2 to 3 times a week, a lot of times they're not going to have the opportunity to get to such a deep level with the kids where they have an opportunity to tell the kids their own stories and talk to them about the growth that they've had over the course of their lives and the mistakes that they've made, which have led them to where they are today. And for me, at least personally, being able to open up and share my story with the kids and show them that through my failures and through this vulnerability that I'm sharing with them, they can see that I'm just like them. I'm human. I make mistakes. We learn from our mistakes. And that, to me, also helps to build leadership.
Thank you to Leora for the conversation, to you, as always, for listening, and to HSN Mentoring for sponsoring this episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have, please leave us a review and consider sharing the show with someone who might find it valuable. Open Gym is part of the Morning Chalk Up Podcast Network. My name is Patrick Cummings. You can find out more about me and the work I do at functionalbranding.com. Until next time, my friends, stay strong.